It's time now for your letters. And first one correction. On Friday, we previewed the Gold Cup soccer final between rivals Mexico and the U.S., which Mexico won. And some of you heard us say that American star Clint Dempsey scored 12 goals last season for Everton of the English Premier League. Well, he did score 12 goals, but as many listeners quickly pointed out, he did it for Fulham, not Everton.
Now on to your letters, and many of you wrote in about our interview with Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist Jose Antonio Vargas. He's lived in the U.S. for nearly 20 years and disclosed last week that he is here illegally. Randy Palmer of Rescue California says Vargas had better not expect any sympathy for being here illegally. He writes this, "Vargas broke the law and should be punished accordingly. He should be fined, deported, and sent to the back of the line of those waiting to enter under the law. Thank you, NPR, for not attempting to editorialize this story to make it sound as if he were anything other than the criminal that he is."
But Judy Rohrer of Oakland disagrees. She writes this, "The point is not the laws he broke and the mea culpas we, the documented, demand. It is that our immigration system is incredibly broken." And she goes on to write that it took tremendous courage for Vargas, who is gay, to come out again, this time as undocumented.
Also last week, we talked with Tom Hanks about his latest movie, Larry Crown, and we mentioned his fascination with vintage typewriters. Well, it turns out some of you share that passion. Judy Tyler of Los Angeles wrote to tell us that she still has the 50s-era Smith Corona that her father used to type his scripts for the You Bet Your Life show starring Groucho Marx. Though her father died more than 3 decades ago, she says, the typewriter is still sitting in the little built-in typewriter nook that is part of my dad's desk in his den in the house I grew up in and now live in.
We appreciate your comments. Keep them coming. And if you, too, prefer a typewriter or maybe even an old-fashioned pen, you can send your comments to us at Letters, All Things Considered, 635 Massachusetts Avenue Northwest, Washington, D.C., 20001.
You're listening to All Things Considered.